You see people bring up toxic masculinity, and a lot of times people bring it up because they just hate masculinity.
Sitting here telling men to cry more. That is why we have the problems we have in the world.
Learn how to deadlift. Learn how to squat. But that's part about being a man.
The moment a man is held hostage by what his woman thinks, he has lost his masculinity.
But specifically, what toxic masculinity represents is masculinity untethered from moral accountability to other men.
Welcome to Way of Manhood. And now your host, Dr. Adam Tyson.
Welcome to Way of Manhood. My name is Adam Tyson, and I'm the host of this show as we're talking to young men about how to grow and mature in your faith. Now, be sure to follow us on Apple, Spotify, or Amazon, or download the free Fortis Plus app to listen at any time. And if you're listening on Apple, we'd love for you to leave a review, or if you're on Spotify, to tap a star rating. We're just trying to get the word out to encourage others to grow in their love for Christ. Now, guys, we're in the middle of a series of fighting the battle with God on your side. And today's show will be the third in that installment. And what we've been doing is we've been looking at the story of Micaiah. In fact, I like this prophet so much, I named my third child after him. I have a kid named Micaiah because in our story, Micaiah was speaking the truth in a very precarious situation in 1 Kings chapter 22. If you remember, Ahab wanted to go to battle and to attack the king of Assyria, thus breaking his alliance with that king. His name is Ben-Hadad. Ahab also wants Jehoshaphat to come with him in this crusade as Ahab wants to retake Ramoth-Gilead. Okay, a little bit of context there. And as we've been unpacking this story over the last two shows, we've been looking at some of the important principles that we can learn. Number one, five total principles now. So number one was, do not make an alliance with the enemy. And we talked about how Ahab made an alliance with Ben-Hadad. That wasn't good. And then Jehoshaphat is going to make an alliance with Ahab. And that's not good, right? We don't want to make alliances with the enemy. Number two, we talked about you got to inquire of the Lord. And that's what we looked at on our second show, where you got to ask God. You know, you're not trying to go with the crowd. You're not trying to be popular. You're not trying to do what everybody else is doing. You want to go with Jesus, right? You want to go with the Word of God. And this leads us to our third principle that I want you to see today. And that is number three, speak God's truth no matter the consequences. And that's what we're going to see Micaiah doing. We'll pick up the story, 1 Kings chapter 22 and verses 13 through 16. It says, "And the messenger who went to summon Micaiah said to him, 'Behold, the words of the prophets with one accord are favorable to the king. Let your word be like the word of one of them and speak favorably.'" Kind of like everybody's saying the same thing. Why don't you join us? And the next verse says, "But Micaiah said, 'As the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that I will speak.' And when he had come to the king said to him, 'Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we refrain?' And he answered him, 'Go up and triumph. The Lord will give it into the hand of the king.' But the king said to him, 'How many times shall I make you swear that you speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?'" Now, let me kind of unpack this here for us today. If this story were a movie, this is the climactic scene. I mean, picture it. Ahab's got his hype squad of 400 prophets doing synchronized choreography, like it's like a So You Think You Can Prophesy. They've got props, they've got chants, they got hashtags, hashtag victory is ours, hashtag Baal backed, hashtag believe in yourself. And then in walks Micaiah, one man, one Bible, no filter, no PR team. The royal messenger pulls him aside like, "Hey, bro, listen, everyone else already said the same thing. Just match the vibe, all right? Keep it positive. Keep it motivational. The king's having a good day." Micaiah looks at him like, "Oh, so you want me to be a yes man prophet?" And instead, he says in verse 14, "As the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that I will speak." Translation, sorry, I'm not here for brand deals. I'm here for truth. He's the last honest man in the room, and everyone knows it. And Ahab hates him, and the prophets resent him. And this messenger's even nervous, and Jehoshaphat's like, finally, someone with a spine. And so let's take a look a little bit more deeply at this passage and just learn some principles that we need to make sure we understand, okay? First of all, the temptation is to agree with the majority, right? The temptation is to agree with the majority. I mean, the messenger tried to convince Micaiah to say the same thing as the other false prophets. But what did Micaiah say? As the Lord lives, I can only speak what the Lord says to me. And so Micaiah, as he gives his initial answer, he's apparently, saying the truth, but then he gets involved in a little bit of sarcasm. Let's see how that works here. I mean, the translation again would be, everyone else says yes, let's just copy and paste, bro. And that's the danger of spiritual peer pressure when we start confusing agreement with anointing. I mean, you can get 400 people to agree on something and they will still be completely wrong. Twitter proves that every day. And so we got to understand here that while Micaiah is saying, I'm only going to say what the Lord says, he does say it again a little bit later with just a little bit of irony. But at the same time here, it's kind of like, you know, the group chat problem. We've all been in one. One friend says, let's all go camping this weekend. Everyone else types bet. Then when the time comes, no one has a tent. No one even checked on the weather. It's like raining sideways that weekend. I mean, that's what happens when you follow hype instead of following truth. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will ask you to stand apart from the amen crowd. You may look difficult, awkward, or even judgmental, but faithfulness isn't about blending in. It's about bowing down. And we bow down before the Lord God Almighty. We don't bow down before other people. And if everyone agrees with you all the time, then one of two things is happening. Either number one, you're not standing for much, or number two, you're hanging out with the wrong crowd. I mean, guys, you got to have better discernment. That's why we want to listen to God's word and to those telling us God's word. We want to listen to our pastors. We want to listen to our parents. We want to listen to spiritual mentors in our life. Stop being so mesmerized by pop culture and start listening to the word of God being preached. And this is really, in this section of the story, this is the calm before the prophetic storm. The messenger tries to pressure Micaiah into going with the flow, and Micaiah in classic bold, and then he begins to be a little bit sarcastic, and I'll explain that here in just a second, where he says, though, as surely as the Lord lives, I can only tell him what the Lord tells me. Boom. That's backbone. That's conviction with chest hair. He's saying, I don't take orders from friends. I take orders from truth. And Paul had said the same thing centuries later. He says in Galatians 1:12, for I did not receive the gospel from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul didn't borrow his message from public opinion. He got it from heaven's throne room. And so did Micaiah. Micaiah is only going to speak the truth. He's only going to speak for God. He's not going to cave. I mean, it's like when everyone's doing the same viral trend and Micaiah's like, nah, I'm good. I mean, he's the guy who refuses to lip sync and just lies, he's like the guy who refuses to lip sync to lies just to get more likes, right? He's not going to do that. And so integrity isn't proven when it's easy. It's proven when it's uncomfortable. If everyone else is nodding and you're the only one standing, congratulations, you're in good company, because the prophets who fit in never made history. The prophets who stood out did. So here's a summary of where we're at in verses 13 through 16. The messenger here represents peer pressure. You know, when Zedekiah is coming and saying, won't you let your word agree with everyone else? That's the pressure to go with the flow. And Micaiah represents courage, right? He's going against the grain. He has the strength to stand alone. And then Ahab, in a way, he kind of like represents the flesh, right? That part of us that still sometimes craves for comfort over correction. And really the big takeaway from these verses is when everyone else is saying what's convenient, you need to be saying what's true. Be a man, right? You don't need a platform or a title or a crowd. Just the courage to echo heaven while the world's echoing each other. And then here's what we see here in the next passage, that the truth hurts sometimes. The truth hurts sometimes. Listen to what happens in verse 17. And he said, this is Micaiah speaking, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master, let each return to his home in peace. Now, you get what's going on? I told you in verse 14, Micaiah says, I'm just going to speak for the Lord. And then Micaiah starts to speak sarcastically, where he says, okay, you should go ahead in verse 15 and you'll triumph. God will give it to you. But the king recognized that sarcasm. And in verse 16 says, how many times shall I make you swear to speak the truth? So at this point in verse 17, this is where Micaiah is like, okay, you want the truth? Here it is. I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains. That means Israel wasn't being, corralled in a good leadership mode here. They're being scattered all over the place. They're like sheep with no shepherd. And so they have no master. Again, verse 17 says, let each return to his own home in peace. I mean, this imagery of the shepherd and his sheep is nothing new. It's all over the Bible. Like Numbers 27 talks about this. And Numbers 27, 16, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd. So what Micaiah is doing here is he's prophesying that the political shepherd of Israel, which at this stage is King Ahab, would be killed and his followers would be scattered with no master. That's what's going to happen. And he dives in and gets even more crystal clear about this prophecy. So don't go away, because when you come back from the break, we'll continue our story about how to fight the battle with God on your side.
And we will be back with more from Dr. Tyson in just a moment. He's teaching today about standing for truth when everyone around you is saying something different. Now, the pressure to go along with the crowd versus having the backbone to speak about what's actually right, even when it costs you. The Masters University, they understand this reality as well. Other colleges are rewarding students for repeating popular opinions, but TMU is teaching their students to speak truth regardless of the consequences. Students learn that real integrity gets tested when it's uncomfortable. Young men are being taught the truth that faithfulness matters more than fitting in. So if you're a high school senior, maybe you know one, or maybe you're even thinking about going back to school yourself, the education you get at TMU, it builds conviction. I can't recommend the Masters enough. You can get the conversation started right now at masters.edu/manhood. And if you want to hear more content just like what you're hearing from Dr. Tyson today, then let me also recommend to you Fortis Plus. If you haven't downloaded our app yet, whoa, you are really missing out. It's packed with hundreds of hours of content, maybe a thousand or more by now. But listen, it's packed with content from voices like Dr. Tyson and Pastor Brad Bigning, Dr. Greg Gifford, Dr. John Krotz, Libby Glossett, and Todd Friel. And the content they're producing covers biblical masculinity and courage and discernment. This is content that prepares you to swim against cultural currents. Hey, we're adding new content every single day. And so you can check it out right now. Download it to your smartphone, to your smart TV, wherever you download apps to those devices, or you can go to FortisPlus.org. And the best part about it, it's absolutely free. That's right. Standing for truth shouldn't cost you extra when compromising. Well, that costs everything, right? It is absolutely free of charge, won't cost you anything. And it's free because of men and women just like you all over the world who believe in the content that we're producing and the mission of Fortis Institute so much that they wanted to link arms with us so that more people in more places all over the world could have access to this content. That may be you as well. And if it is, we would love to stand arm in arm with you. Listen, if you are already giving to your local church, because that's your number one giving priority, if you're doing that faithfully and you still have a margin to give, we would be honored to stand with you. Find out more information right now about what it would look like in your life to join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner at FortisInstitute.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Adam Tyson. This is Way of Manhood.
Welcome back to Way of Manhood.
American men really are in crisis. You can look at the number of men committing suicide, the number of men struggling with depression, the number of fatherless homes.
And now back to your host, Dr. Adam Tyson.
All right. Well, welcome back to Way of Manhood. Thanks again for joining me on this show. And I'm just asking you, if you want to spread the news, if you want to let others in on what's going on this particular podcast, I want you to leave a review on Apple or give us a star rating on Spotify and share it with a brother who needs encouragement in this area. Because what brother doesn't need to learn how to fight the battle with God on our side? And what we're saying is that Micaiah is ready to speak the truth. We're looking at this third major principle from 1 Kings chapter 22. And this third principle is like saying, hey, you got to speak the truth no matter the consequences. And that's what Micaiah is doing. Even though the temptation is to agree with the majority, Micaiah holds firm. He stands on truth and he continues to speak and he says, okay, look, man, you guys are going down. If you go attack Ramoth-Gilead, I'm telling you, the sheep are going to have no shepherd. That's a soft prophecy saying that the king of Israel here, King Ahab, is going to die. And in fact, if you look at the very next verse, verse 18, at this point, the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? So again, he doesn't like what he's hearing. And then Micaiah finishes the prophecy here in verses 19 through 23. And Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing beside him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said one thing and another said another. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord saying, I will entice him. And the Lord said to him, by what means? And he said, I will go out and will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And he said, you are to entice him, and you shall succeed. Go out and do so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these your prophets. The Lord has declared disaster for you. All right, does this sound familiar to anyone? How about Job? You know, we learn here that God is sovereign over everything in heaven, on earth, and under earth. And that means that God is sovereign even over demons and over lying spirits. And God is going to somehow bring about his good and perfect will that will bring glory to his name. Now, please understand, God is never the author or the agent of evil, but he does ordain, allow, bring about, cause. I mean, he does mean for things to happen. And so you can choose whatever word you want. But remember, in Job chapter 1 and 2, Satan was having a conversation with God. And God is the one who said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And God was the one that allowed Satan to go test Job in chapter 1 by taking away all of his family and all of his fortune. And then in Job chapter 2, by taking away his physical comfort, his own health. And yet, even in this, God was sovereign and he wanted to demonstrate that God-given faith will never crumble. And in order to do that, sometimes he uses Satan or Satan's henchmen as a means to bring about the greater good. And this is exactly the principle we read in Genesis 50:20, when Jacob is speaking, or Joseph rather, is speaking to his brothers. He says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. This same concept could be seen in Acts 2:23. This Jesus delivered up to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. So again, we're just seeing big picture, God sovereign over everything, and sometimes he uses evil to his advantage. And that's the main lesson here as we get back now to 1 Kings 22, is that we got to speak God's truth no matter what the consequences, and that's exactly what Micaiah did, and he paid the price. I mean, in this passage, Micaiah is like, hey, you want to hear the story? I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. You know what that means? While Ahab was sitting in his temporary throne surrounded by 400 flatterers, God was sitting on his eternal throne surrounded by real authority. I mean, the contrast is epic. Ahab's throne was shiny and shallow. God's throne is supreme and sovereign. Now, hold up. What's going on here, you might ask? Did God send a lying spirit? Well, not exactly. God is not the source of the lie, but he is the sovereign judge allowing Ahab's sin to run its full course. I mean, remember, Ahab wanted to be lied to. He paid for prophets who told him what he wanted to hear. He chose deception over truth. So God said, all right, you can have what you're asking for. I mean, that's divine judgment by permission. When you stop listening to God's truth, you'll start believing in the world's lies. When you ignore the Bible, you'll start mistaking emotion for revelation. When you reject accountability, you'll start mistaking hype for holiness. So God's not being cruel here. He's honoring Ahab's request to do what he wanted. And you've got to remember, truth always wins, but sometimes it takes time. The fake prophets look victorious in the short term, but reality always reveals who was actually hearing from God. And that's why James 1:22 says, we got to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, because self-deception is still deception, and you can amen yourself right into a mess if you're not careful. And this brings us to 1 Kings 22, verses 24 through 28, where we see that speaking the truth could cost you. It says, "Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenanah, came near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, 'How did the Spirit of the Lord go from me to speak to you?' And Micaiah said, 'Behold, you shall see on that day when you go into an inner chamber to hide yourself.' And the king of Israel said, 'Seize Micaiah and take him back to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him meager rations of bread and water until I come in peace.' And Micaiah said, 'If you return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me.' And he said, 'Hear, all you peoples.'" Okay, what's going on here? Well, again, Zedekiah, the self-proclaimed leader sent out by Ahab, he mocked Micaiah and he slapped him on his face. Why? Because Micaiah basically said, "You're going to lose. Don't go attack. The people will be scattered like sheep without a shepherd. That means that King Ahab's going to die. So I don't agree with you guys. And I'm going to tell you the truth." And here is again, the faithful Micaiah telling the truth. And what does he get for it? He gets a slap on the face. He gets thrown into prison. He's served nothing but bread and water, right? He's going to have meager rations here. So he didn't necessarily get awarded. No pat on the back for this man of God. When you walk with conviction, people without it take it personally. Truth offends pride. Always has, always will. And so the moment you stand for something biblical, someone insecure, in this case, Zedekiah, will slap you back. Maybe not physically, but verbally, emotionally, or socially. They'll mock you, they'll block you, they'll cancel you, they'll gossip against you. But notice Micaiah doesn't slap back. He prophesies back, and he calmly says these two important things to Zedekiah. Remember, he said here in verse 25, "Behold, you shall see on that day when you go into an inner chamber to hide yourself." And what's going on here is this is a prophecy, and the fulfillment of this prophecy is not recorded, but it likely took place in 2 Kings 10, 17 through 27, when Jehu seized the palace, locked up all the false prophets of Baal, and he killed them with the edge of the sword. So most commentators say this is Micaiah saying this is what's going to happen to Zedekiah. He's going to die in that future event of 2 Kings 10, 17 through 27. And then Micaiah says a second thing here to Ahab in verse 28. He says, "Look, if you return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me." And he said, "Hear, all you peoples." In other words, mark my words, people. If this man returns, that I'm not a true prophet. You know, what was the mark of a false prophet? Simply wait and see if their prophecy came true or not. If it didn't come true, they're a false prophet. If it came true, then they're a real prophet. And this is what we're reading here in this story, is that we want to know what the true prophet is. And a principle that we can take home is certainly this. We got to speak the truth no matter what the consequences are. So let me ask you, young man, are you willing to speak the truth at all times? I mean, God doesn't really say you have to wait until marriage, does he? Someone's going to tempt you. And God doesn't really say that marriage is between a man or a woman, does he? Or whatever the temptation may be. You got to stand up in those times and say, "Well, actually, this is exactly what God says." And so when everyone else at work is saying one thing, you got to go against the grain and testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Peter and John said when they were brought in before the council in Acts chapter 4, verse 20, and they're reprimanded. They said, "We cannot help but speak of what we've seen and heard." Guys, we got to have conviction like that. Or how about Paul in 1 Corinthians 9, 16? He says, "For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." And so what I'm simply saying here is that we got to have the conviction. Young man, have conviction. Say the truth. Speak the truth, even if it goes against the culture. And speaking the truth may cost you, but it's worth every cent. I mean, Paul told Timothy, "The time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, they will heap up for themselves teachers to suit their itching ears." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. I mean, that's Ahab's courtroom. That's a literal room full of itch scratchers. And Micaiah refused to play along. Micaiah's final line teaches us two things. Number one, God's word doesn't need to be proven. It proves itself. Whether it's accepted or rejected, it will always come true. And number two, faithfulness matters more than fame. You can be forgotten by men, but still be famous in heaven. Let me pray for us as we close. God, thank you for this example of Micaiah, the prophet who promised to speak the truth, because that's what he did. That's what we're supposed to be doing, is that we can only say what the Lord God tells us. Thank you that you tell us from Scripture. May we inquire of you, and may we be your mouthpiece in this dry and forsaken land. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This has been Way of Manhood from Dr. Adam Tyson, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.